Hello.
Pat.
Jim.
I'm never going to make it to the rocking chair. There's 28 people in unattractive shorts ahead of me. These people have Reader's Digest senses of humor, and I'm trying to like modify myself to fit that. When I came in, I remember I told you that I was looking for the king size bed instead of the two double beds.
Right.
I said, you know, if you could switch me, it would be great. Otherwise, no problem. I'll just sleep 4 hours in each bed.
Did you really?
I thought that would be sort of amusing. And like the woman just stared blankly at me, and the desk clerk next to her was working on somebody else. It was amazing. In one motion, looked over to her computer screen, noticed my New York address, cocked an eyebrow, basically all but said New York asshole, and went back to his customer. It was all in like the fraction of a second. It was like the blink of an eye. It was the most elegant thing I've seen since Baryshnikov at the New York City Ballet. You know, and you know, that's me trying to be like wholesome and Methodist, you know? That was my Methodist humor.
What's the deal with queuing up to sit on the porch?
Oh, because there's these rocking chairs. Everybody wants to be in the rocking chairs. So I'm below now in the low class seats. I think these are the special internet seats. I told you, they've stamped everything into special internet for me. Even my dining hall cards is special internet. I feel like some gum-chewing slacker hacker, you know? Special internet rate. Anyway, the only thing that's attracting my attention here is there's a really nice grand piano in the bar. And, you know, in addition to trombone, I play professional level jazz piano. I don't let too many people know that, because if they knew that, I'd never play trombone again, because piano is so much more in demand and it's like so much less fun to play. But I'm kind of itching to sit down and play a couple tunes and get more and more subversive until I'm playing stuff that will totally alienate everybody and they force me off the piano.
Well, I think you should sit down and noodle on it a little bit.
But what if they like it?
Who cares? You're a paying guest.
I realize I'm difficult. I don't like it if they like it. I don't like it if they don't like it. There's nothing anybody can do. I just need to get to Tennessee. I mean, like, if she had laughed at my 4 hours per bed joke, that would have been even worse. I'd be like, my God, what have I become?
What are you going to do with your evening?
My evening? Well, I can either go spend $115 on a mediocre dinner, which I may do just out of self-loathing, or I can walk down the hill to the wine bistro, which serves food directly from their fields. And I'm currently staring at a field and there's a horse defecating. I could do that, or I could drive into Asheville. But everybody tells me Asheville is like a tough eat. I've already checked out the good barbecue place in town and it was pretty good. But, you know, I think I've had enough barbecue for quite a while. So, I I'm not hungry. I haven't been hungry in days. I think I'm reaching a bad point. What I'm going to have to do is, like, I get like a couple days off since I'm in a corporation now. So I think on those 2 days off, I'm going to celebrate by not eating. I'm going to do like a propane fast or something.
Sure. Good idea. When you go into a place and you order something,
yeah,
you don't eat a lot of it, do you?
No, I'm hardly eating anything. In fact, the first 5 days, I lost 2 pounds.
Wow.
It's just the constant drumbeat of eating from sun up to sundown. Because, you know, I want to do a good job. I want to come up with good stuff to report on. So, you know, I just like, you know, I'm always on the way to or from something to eat.
Which you know is, what you need, don't you?
What?
Power straws.
There are no power straws in this part of North Carolina, I'm quite
sure
of it.
In Kentucky, there'll be bourbon.
Well, last night I went out for drinks with the parking guys from the Marriott, which is going to be a podcast.
Good.
One of the guys had eaten monkey brains in India, or so he said. I think the guy might be a complete liar, but he's so engaging that it kind of doesn't matter.
That's right.
If I go up and play piano, I'm going to record it, and maybe somebody will, like, berate me and make me stop playing piano.
Give it a try. Do it.
All right. What'll I do after I play piano? Should I have the $115 miserable dinner? Should I go down to the winery bistro? Should I skip dinner because I'm just not... If I'm not eating, what am I doing here? I mean, there's nothing to do. There's just nothing here. It's just... It's emptiness.
I wonder if they have any good soup. That's what you need, good soup.
I need soup? All right, Pat, I'm gonna go out and find soup somewhere.
Okay, play the piano.
Okay, bye.